I'm Walt Lindelof with a look at what's going on in our community. Earlier today, I spoke with Marquette City Manager Mike Angeli. He joined us for a preview of tonight's meeting of the Marquette City Commission, where the commission is expected to elect a new mayor and also adopt a procedure to fill a vacancy on the city commission. Those actions are necessary following the death last month of Commissioner and Mayor Tom Baldini. We found out more about what's on the agenda for tonight's meeting from Marquette City Manager Mike Angeli.
First, the charter does not address this particular situation. By that, I mean if a mayor dies or if a commissioner dies, we have nothing in the charter to say exactly what you do. Mm-hmm. It does say that the mayor pro tem acts in the absence of the mayor, and I guess you could play with the term or the definition of absence and apply it here. But what the city attorney has recommended through researching all kinds of different things is that we elect a new mayor. So we hope to have that election at the meeting Monday. If, for example, the current mayor pro tem, Dave Campana, is elected mayor, then we'll have to put in another agenda item to elect a mayor pro tem.
So that means that this evening the commission will be holding the, as they just did at every organizational meeting, the commission selects the mayor. And for those that aren't familiar with that, that is the structure of this commission, correct?
That's correct. It's referred to as a weak mayor system, and, mm-hmm. and that basically means that the mayor is the official of the meetings and is elected by his fellow commissioners.
So when the commission goes to do this, then they select the mayor, but this also has created another vacancy on the commission, and that's also part of what's going to happen tonight is deciding what to do to fill that. What's in the works tonight?
Well, we are... By we, I mean our staff, including the city attorney, is going to recommend to the commission that they adopt the same procedure that they had adopted back in last fall to deal with Commissioner Kambenzi moving on to the state house. And that is that they allow a time period for applications, and then once the applications are in, a time period for the commission to review those applications. And then the commission choosing the replacement, and we're trying to set it up for the February 12th meeting.
And many people know and have heard that there was some controversy over that decision on that procedure. Why follow the same procedure in light of that controversy?
Well, you know, we feel that it's important that, first of all, we stay consistent, especially at this point with the two replacements so close together in time. The charter dictates that the commission can select a replacement basically any way they want to. They chose this method back when Tom Baldini was mayor to, like I said, to replace Sarah. And because of the proximity and time, we felt it's important to stay consistent, at least for now. Now, the commission, of course, at the meeting tonight, they can do whatever they want, but this is our recommendation.
The procedure is what? What is going to be followed if it is approved by the commission, which it appears it will be? What would the process then be?
Well, the process would be that the clerk's office will accept applications that are available on our website or through the clerk's office. I believe the date we're recommending is the 24th of January, which is a Friday. And then once those applications are in the clerk's office, they will be immediately distributed to the commission. The commission then has until the February 12th meeting to review those applications. If they follow the same course as last time, they will likely allow a period for each applicant to speak at that meeting. And then once that that process is done, then the commission then goes through a ballot process of replacing Tom.
And Tom's term is relatively lengthy, as he was just reelected in November. Is this then going to be an appointment for the remainder of that full term, which is just under 3 years, or will it be to the next regular election, which would be in November?
It will be a replacement for Tom's full term.
So, okay.
Whoever gets this appointment will fulfill the remainder of Tom's term, which is, like you said, almost 3 years, and then we'll be eligible to run for two additional terms after that.
That's the comments of Marquette City Manager Mike Angeli. Tonight's meeting of the Marquette City Commission gets underway at 6 o'clock at Commission Chambers at City Hall in Marquette. For Great Lakes Radio News, I'm Walt Lindelaw.